Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This whole if James Franklin gets offered the USC job, what he should do. I'll say it again, and this is solely my opinion. Like, who are we kidding here? USC's a blue blood. They're Notre Dame. They're Alabama. They're Ohio State. They're there. USC's a better job than Penn State from 1,000 angles. James Franklin would be silly to not leave Penn State for USC if USC offered the job. It's an easier path to the national championship. You could lock.
I don't know if it's any easier. I mean, are you talking about conference-wise?
Yeah. You don't have Ohio State in your way.
Okay. I mean, you've got Oregon in your way every year. I mean, you can make that argument.
I think it's definitely easier. And okay. Here's why. You can lock down, absolutely lock down, a whole portion of the country in recruiting, if you're good. You can lock it down. I mean, you could lock down everywhere from west of Chicago all the way from Oakland on down and west of Amarillo.
Well, I think they'd have a clear advantage in Southern California. Yes.
I mean, you get everybody you want. Everybody you want. And I think that you don't have from conference play, you don't have Ohio State every year right in front of you. You don't. I think it is. I can't believe there's a world in which people think that Penn State is on par with USC. This is for the long haul. You know, USC, a bad USC team, right? And USC's in a downturn in their program right now.
Mm-hmm.
Was it not just 2 or 3 years ago they played Penn State in the bowl game?
Yeah, I mean, it was a top 10 Southern Cal team, yeah.
But I mean, that's a bad USC team. That is,
by any measure, a top 10 team at any program is a good team.
They're firing their coach. They're in a downturn in their program.
Yes, now. Yes. I understand what you're saying. 2 years ago, right? It was the Sarkisian to Helton transfer or whatever it was, that transition period.
They went to the Cotton Bowl and the Rose Bowl in back-to-back years, which was just like three and two years ago, and now they're firing their coach. You know, that, for me, USC, that's the kind of bad USC. That's the depths you'll find at USC. That's rock bottom at USC.
And the depths at Penn State were in the shadow of the most disgusting interscholastic athletics scandal in the history of interscholastic athletics. Those were the depths, and they were 7-6.
Right, Bill O'Brien saved them.
Right. And then James Franklin came in and built upon that. And I think James Franklin is, and there are people that have texted, well, I have friends that don't buy season tickets anymore because of James Franklin. Why? Because you don't like seeing teams win? James Franklin wins at Penn State. And I think the onus here is on Penn State to ensure that James Franklin has no interest in leaving. Pay him more if you have to, because clearly he's making good money. Mm-hmm. Over $5 million this year, over $6 million per year by the end of the contract in 22. But it's also a $1 million buyout, which, like I said, USC can squeeze out $1 million in the snap of a finger, the blink of an eye. It's not a problem. They need to lock Franklin up to the kind of contract that makes it cost prohibitive for somebody else to come in and poach him, like Penn State is some kind of stepping stone.
Well, you know, you said everybody would agree that Southern Cal is a better job than Penn State.
They've won 11 national championships or whatever, right?
Except maybe if your name is James Franklin and you're a Pennsylvania guy.
I don't think he's going to leave.
Pitt's won 9, haven't they? I mean, we're talking, if we want to count national championships.
USC has won them in 78, 2003, and 2004.
Yeah, more recently.
They've won them more recently. Penn State's won 2, right?
Yes, they've won them more recently.
I don't live in a world where Penn State is as good a football program as USC, potentially.
But James Franklin
even at
might.
All. He might.
You know, I mean, that's,
I think, again, the key to the conversation here is wherever James Franklin ends up becomes the better program. And that's what James Franklin.
No, that's not the key to me. Penn State will never be a better program than USC for the long haul if James Franklin stays at Penn State.
Okay. It would depend on who USC hires.
What is Penn State right now? They just lost to Minnesota.
And they're still in the college football playoff conversation despite that loss. Because if they win on Saturday...
They ain't beating Ohio State.
Okay, that's fine. If they were to... We didn't think Minnesota was beating Penn State.
That's a little bit different. That's a little bit different. Because Ohio State, you could take the best players from Penn State and the best players from Minnesota and put them on the same team, and they ain't beating Ohio State. That's why.
Okay.
That's why. Because Ohio State is eons better than the best 22 from both of those teams.
Okay. What would Southern Cal do if they were in the Big Ten right now?
What would Southern Cal? Probably not a lot.
Right.
But what I'm saying is... They are a better football program than Penn State in totality. Facilities-wise, money-wise, blue blood-wise, what they have going for them. They hit a down mark. This is the part where Penn State people argue. Well, what is USC? What's USC? They hit a bottom in their program and you played them in a bowl game.
They weren't at the bottom of their program, Colin. I'm sorry. They were still a top 10 team at that point in time.
And
the bottom of their program is now.
Which they're 2 years removed
from that when they were better.
Correct.
And now they're at the bottom.
You don't think James Franklin could get them back to that?
Quick? No. That's not the argument. The argument is that to James Franklin, would Southern Cal be more attractive than Penn State right now? And unless they're going to pay him more money, and I think that's what the conversation becomes about, if they're going to pay him more money in a more lucrative deal, then we've got a conversation. If money were the same and contract term and all that were the same,
why would
James Franklin leave?
Well, money, you wouldn't leave. Cost of living is extravagantly higher. It's different. Why would he uproot his family and go for the same? USC isn't going to get a guy like James Franklin unless they pay him exponentially more than what he's making.
Exactly, which tells me that James Franklin doesn't have interest in leaving Penn State unless, again, paying him more.
But I don't think it's out of the question that USC tries to pay
him.
Oh, no.
And I agree with that.
And if they do try to pay him more, he'd be silly for staying at Penn State. Absolutely silly for staying at Penn State.
Unless Penn State came back and outbid.
And we'll see if they do that. I think it all probably is moot anyway because they're going to get Urban Meyer. I think that's probably how it's going to work out anyway.
I thought he had a heart thing.
Until a good job comes open, that's a top 10 job, then his heart feels bad when he's losing.
Right.
His heart feels great. Whenever it's kind of like, you know, those basketball players where it's tilted on the defensive end of the court and their leg hurts when they got to play defense. They can run like hell.
I can't break down, coach.
Yes. It's one of those.
Taking off from the foul line. Oh, no, I got that.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.